The Prime Minister has arrived in the United States on the final leg of his overseas tour, and he's continued a pitch that dominated an earlier trip to Japan and China, that Australia is open for business. Joined by a group of business people, he landed in New York and set off for the stock exchange. But this leg of his journey is expected to be more testing than the last, as Tony Abbott's first term agenda is at odds with the final term focus of his host. He wants to talk about defence and industry, and the Obama administration has a renewed interest in climate change. James Glenday is with the Prime Minister in New York.
Tony Abbott rang the bell in the stock exchange on Wall Street to signal the start of trading. It's a ceremony seen by millions across the globe, and above and below the Prime Minister were big signs with the slogan, "Australia is open for business."
You cannot love jobs and hate the entities that create jobs. Private businesses are the engine of job creation.
The Prime Minister's stocks have slumped after a tough budget. In the 36 hours he's in the Big Apple, he has one core message and is repeating it constantly in the hope it'll buy him a boost back home.
All of my overseas trips are in large measure about more jobs for Australians, and we can't have more Australian jobs without stronger Australian businesses.
Two-way investment with the US is already worth in excess of $1 trillion a year. At a function packed with Australian and American business leaders, the PM spoke of the opportunities infrastructure investment and the rise of Asia offers.
The rise of China has been good for the wider world because there are now so many more people to afford to buy what the rest of the world produces.
But climate change politics threatens to overshadow his visit. The United Nations Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon raised the issue in talks today, and it'll almost certainly be discussed again when the PM meets the US President in 2 days' time.
I don't believe that the best way to improve the environment is to clobber the economy, and I'm not going to take a climate change action which does clobber the economy.
In the years ahead, some deft diplomacy could be required. AM understands Australia's ambassador to Washington, former Labor leader Kim Beazley, will have his term extended for much of the remainder of Barack Obama's presidency.
I'll have a little more to say about this in due course, but Kim Beazley has done a fine job as our ambassador.
This is Tony Abbott's first day on his first trip to the US as Prime Minister, and his first formal act was to visit the Waterfield 9/11 Memorial on the site of the World Trade Center attacks. He paid tribute to the 10 Australians that were killed in September 2001. This is James Glenday in New York, reporting for AM.